Welcome to Narratives. Claire Boston's saga of the Flanagan sisters takes an unexpected detour with the introduction of their long-lost gay brother. And just like his sisters, he wants to live happily ever after.
There was a good crowd already at the cider house when Hayden arrived. He'd stopped at home to change into skinny leg pants and a cute green top. Hayden waved to a few people he knew while scanning the room for Max. He was at the bar flirting with the bartender, Terry. Hayden smiled as he walked over. You don't waste any time. Max fluttered his eyelashes at Hayden, just making sure Terry hadn't forgotten me. How could I? Terry responded, handing Max his cocktail. Isn't he sweet? Max fanned himself before taking a sip. What'll it be, Hayden? Terry asked. Martini. Max gave him his full attention. Was the wedding that bad? Hayden shook his head. It was lovely. It's something else. Max glanced around. There's a table in the corner of the mezzanine. I'll grab it. People often underestimated his friend because he was all of 5'3", wiry build and effeminate, but Max always saw right to the heart of the matters. Hayden paid for his drink and carried it over to the table Max had nabbed. The mezzanine floor was more of a raised section of the bar which allowed patrons to easily view the dance floor and check out who had arrived. It was amazing that there was a table free. So spill, Max said as Hayden sat down. Now he was here, he wasn't sure what to say. The wedding was gorgeous. Carly and Evan are so happy together. Max gave him the look. So why did you call me? It was so stupid now that he thought about it. He was lusting after a guy that was most probably straight. He knew what Max was going to say about that. Hayden, Max put a hand over his. I told you about Carly's brother, didn't I? The one she's only just discovered she had? Her father got some woman pregnant in Ireland before he went to El Salvador and met her mother, right? Hayden nodded. Is he cute? He sighed. No, he's incredibly hot. Max clapped his hands together. Is he gay? I don't know. Max frowned. Your gaydar's usually spot on. Right now it's going haywire. Tell me everything. So Hayden did. He told him about the mixed signals and how attracted he was to Sean. My lovely, this isn't going to end well, Max used his stern voice. If he is gay, he's in the closet and that will only bring heartache to you. He's here for what, a few weeks? Hayden nodded. It's not worth it, my friend. What we need to do is find you someone to hook up with so you can forget about him. Max perused the floor below. Oh, how about that cutie by the bar, the blonde? Hayden scanned the bar and his heart leapt. He squinted, sure his eyes were playing tricks on him. Damn. I know, right? Sure can pick 'em. Max grinned. No, that's Carly's brother. Max's eyes widened. There's your answer then. Hayden shook his head. He couldn't get his hopes up. Maybe he's wandered into the wrong bar. Max raised an eyebrow. He's from Ireland. I'll go talk with him. Max stood up. If he flirts with me, you know he's one of us and you can come and say hello. Hayden hesitated. Sean was likely to freak out if he saw Hayden. But damn, there was something about the man that made his body throb. Max squeezed himself into place at the bar next to Sean and gave him his patented, I think you're hot look. Sean actually smiled at him, didn't seem the least bit uncomfortable. Then he ordered Max a drink. Max waved Hayden over and gave him a thumbs up. Hayden's heart raced. Well, that answered that question. Now what the hell was he going to do about it?
You've been listening to Claire Boston reading from her novel, A Place to Belong. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.